Welcome to the Sparks team training call for January 28, 2013. This is Michael Sparks here, and we have this call weekly on Monday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Tonight we're going to have a little discussion about why my sponsor hasn't called me. And I don't know what brought that about. It just kind of came to my head, but I think it's a great one. There might be some dealers out there that don't feel like they get enough from their sponsor and so forth. So we're going to discuss that, as well as some other areas of your AMSOIL business that could help you grow and be more successful. First off, we're going to have some announcements. This Thursday, January 31st, here in Tennessee, we're going to have a dealer meeting. It's actually going to be in White House, Tennessee. It's kind of short notice, but David and Carol Bell, high-level AMSOIL dealers, are coming through our area, are spending the night in White House on their trip to Cincinnati for the V-Twin Expo. And so when they come through, we'd like to get together with them and any dealers that would like to meet them, ask questions, learn more from other dealers that are going to be in the local area. So if you haven't gotten an email on this, please let me know ASAP. The meeting is going to be held at the automotive shop of Craig Tice, which is in White House, Tennessee. And so we're going to get to see an AMSOIL dealer that has a shop, sells AMSOIL out of his shop, as well as talk with some other dealers in the area that are into all different types of activities. So if you really would like to build your AMSOIL business, attending this meeting locally and getting with other AMSOIL dealers really would be a great thing. Other plans for dealer meetings we're going to have, mark your calendar now for March 9th. We have some discussion for an AMSOIL dealer meeting. That's going to be in Nashville. John Bontempi has offered to allow us. He is a college professor, and he has access to his classroom on a Saturday. That's March 9th. So we're going to try to reserve that, and it'll be in the morning time. It'll be from probably 9 till noon or 10 till noon, something like that, probably around 9 o'clock. And so mark your calendars for March 9th. And we're going to cover some of the basics on registering customers. So everybody there will get some of the applications on registering customers. We're going to go over prospecting, and as well as, since we'll be in a classroom setting, we'll be able to maybe pull up the internet and show some live things that I do on the internet and maybe some other dealers as well. So if you're in Kentucky, Tennessee, Alabama, even if you're northern Alabama, this would be a great meeting to plan on attending. Another meeting we're going to have is going to be at the Mid-America Truck Show. David and Carol Bell are going to be there with an AMSOIL booth. And in the past, I've done this before, we've taken a day trip to Louisville from Tennessee. It's like two and a half hour drive. We go walk through and see all the new semi-truck technology. We wear our AMSOIL gear, walk through, see all the booths that we can just for the one day. It's really too big to really see in one day, but we see as much as we can. We'll get a chance to see how David and Carol have their booth set up, and we won't bug them too much because they're there to register customers and work their AMSOIL business. So just to get an idea of how they go about it and whatnot, and we'll have a good time. And then that evening, we're going to have a dealer meeting in Louisville before we head back to Tennessee, or if you're in Kentucky other places, you can go back to wherever you are. But we're going to have a dealer meeting, and Greg Jobbers, myself, David and Carol, Jennifer Worth, and I believe John Gore are going to be there. And so it's going to be a good thing. And we're also trying to work on getting an AMSOIL company representative there to maybe be a guest at our meeting. So mark your calendar. That's March. We don't have the date confirmed yet. It's either March 21st or the 22nd. And so plan now. We're trying for Thursday if we can get the AMSOIL company representative. And if they can't attend it, we're just going to go for Friday. I think it'd be better for most people on Friday since it's they don't have to get up early the next day to go to work. So that. So that's the local dealer meeting events, and then the AMSOIL direct jo- uh, The AMSOIL convention is coming up really soon. It seems like it's a long ways off, but it's really not. If you're working at your business, you need to really think about attending the AMSOIL 40th convention. This is going to be a really big deal. And the dates for that are July 17th and the 18th. July 18th through the 20th is the convention. If you haven't attended the AMSOIL-U in the past, I would advise taking the core technology course, which is the 16th through the 18th. And even if you have been to AMSOIL University, you'd like a refresher on the products and how they're made. And this is the basic course that everybody takes when they come to AMSOIL University the first time. If you'd like to retake that, now's the time to do it, because you're really getting it at a discount. You're getting all the same information in 2 days, and it's in conjunction with the convention. So you are getting it at a discounted rate. It's usually $400 to just go to AMSOIL University. It's $149 or something like that to take it in conjunction with the convention. So I would register for that as well. If you're a direct jobber in the team listening in or planning on being a direct jobber on the team, mark your calendar for the July 17th and 18th. Those are direct jobber only events. And come on up a couple days early, and you'll be able to attend those. Those are free for direct jobbers, and it's exclusive information, and AMSOIL will have some presentations direct jobbers. So tonight, this one's important, and what made me think about it, there was no situation or anything like that. I just wanted to kind of maybe tell some stories about myself when I became an AMSOIL dealer, and some other stories as far as sponsoring and helping you decide on your AMSOIL business. You know, if you're not getting enough assistance, there are ways to help motivate yourself as well as get you the assistance. You know, so why doesn't my sponsor call me? You know, somebody signed you up at AMSOIL and you thought they would call you every day and hold your hand and whatnot, but the truth of the matter, your sponsor is not necessary for your success. And as they say, seek and you shall find. That's one thing that I've always, if you want to know something or you want to get more involved, that's up to you as a dealer. And one of my stories is when I got started in AMSOIL, I was looking for AMSOIL products for my vehicle. I found out that AMSOIL was the best oil, and I had a 97 Ford pickup truck. This would have been 1999 before I joined AMSOIL, and I was looking for to get the product. And I found this guy online and I signed up with him. Was telling me how the business opportunity worked and all that other stuff, and that was great. And after that, I never heard one peep from him. Didn't hear him from him ever again. And so when I got my dealer stuff in the mail, I started reading over it, and I did have some questions. I didn't have nobody to ask. And it took me a couple of months, really, to find out how the dealer network operates. I had never been involved with the type of business that we're in, multi-level marketing or network marketing. I didn't know. I just signed up and thought, okay, I go to work on getting customers registered, selling products and everything. And of course, I did the T1, and that was back in the day where you had to pay $20 extra to get the T1 booklet. You bought the manual, that was like $35, and you had to pay $20 to get the T1 manual. So I thought, I want to get the T1 so I can, you know, help myself get more customers or whatever. And I spent, I went right away out, you know, talking to customers about AMSOIL, working on getting them registered. So nobody, I didn't have anybody to ask, you know, how do I sign up a customer? I didn't have nobody. I just had to figure it out from the dealer business manual. And it was a couple of months. It took me, and my sponsor, of course, never called me. I left them messages, and they still never called me back. And so I went up on the little AMSOIL dealer business card. It says your direct jobber is. And so I called that person, and that person never answered their phone either. And it seemed like months, and I think it really was. It probably was, I started in January of 2000, November of 99. It's took all of December to study the business manual and did the T1, and then January 1st, I went right to work. I signed my first customer up in the first week, I think it was, and I still have that guy to this day. He's still a good buying retail on the shelf account in El Paso, Texas. But it took up until probably April for me to get in touch with anybody in the organization, the dealer organization, and I eventually got in touch with my direct jobber, and we spoke on a regular basis. After we did get in touch with him, he had some health issues, and that's why he could never answer the phone. And that one might be one reason why your sponsor doesn't call you. Maybe he has health issues or something, and you just never know. So reaching out to that person as best as you can is always makes sense. And then that brings me to my next point, finding your direct jobber. Everybody calling in tonight is in our team, Michael Sparks' team. If you're not in our team, you probably know who your direct jobber is. If you don't, you can find that out through AMSOIL. Finding your direct jobber, they're very interested in helping you succeed most of the time. Getting involved, hopefully, if you're on our team, you're plugged into my emails and so forth. But they can really be a great resource of helping you get started, answering some questions, and attending training events and so forth. One of my stories about finding David and Carol Bell, because if people don't realize, there's several dealers in between myself and David and Carol Bell. There's my sponsor, who I've never talked to, my direct jobber, who has since passed away, and his wife is still an AMSOIL dealer but does not work the business, still gets an income from that, mind you, so that's a good thing. But my story is we were having it was called a commercial account school. It's called the CAT school. It was prior to AMSOIL University. They had one in Dallas, Texas, and this would have been May of 2000. And being the person that thinks training is probably very important to your success, I said, well, I got to get myself to Dallas so I can attend this training class. And that's where I met David and Carol Bell. They were actually at that event. It was held by AMSOIL, and David and Carol Bell didn't know me from Adam, didn't know who I was or anything. And I said, well, look, I'm going to build this AMSOIL business, and I'm really excited about doing it, and this is what I've done so far and whatnot. And so between then and now, we've had built our relationship, but even though there are several dealers in between us, David and Carol Bell have been able to help myself as well as our team, any people listening in. We've been to events together. They do everything they can to help us out. But, I'm sure there's been a lot of dealers throughout the years that say they're going to do this and do that and really never do that. But you have to prove yourself to them and prove yourself to yourself. When you're building your business and when you're out there showing that you're working at it and everything, that puts people on the radar screen. And from the very beginning, David and Carol had a top dealer newsletter, and it would have all the top dealers listed and everything. And my name has been on that thing ever since May of 2000 when I first met. And I've seen people's name fall off the list and new dealers come on the list and, you know, their name falls off. And I always wonder, like, well, whatever happened to that dealer? You know, they just dropped away. We don't know. But I've been on that list ever since the beginning, and I think that's what it is. You get on somebody's radar, but you also have to be working at your business. You have to bring great ideas. Many dealers in my team bring me better ideas than I come up with, you know. And Jim Rohn has said, you know, you can think up all night. You can stay up all night and never come up with some of these ideas. You have to go out and, you know, talk with other people and so forth. So that's kind of the story. And the reason I'm saying all this is it's really your responsibility as a dealer to go out there and seek for the knowledge. And really that's one reason we're having these calls, so people can go out here and have get in touch with, get motivated, maybe hear from some other dealers, learn something on a regular basis. Working at your own business, you learn what it takes by attending training classes. You know, going to watching webinars and calls just like the one you're on. and these ideas will start to flow. You'll hear somebody talk about something, you're like, oh, I'm going to go try that. If it works for you, great, you know, or you'll come up with a different idea that you might be able to try out. And another thing, too, I watched a video from a guy named Eric Worre, and he explains, like, spinning plates, the spinning plate story. So you think about somebody, you start sponsoring dealers, and some dealers take more hand-holding than others. Well, if you're out there spinning plates, you can't obviously be building your own business. And as a sponsored dealer, you can't expect them to do your work your business for you. Your sponsor's there to help you out, but if you're dragging them down, you know, you're really holding two people back. You're holding yourself back by not going and seeking for the knowledge, but you're holding your sponsor back because maybe you had just an easy question that could have been answered by just looking on the dealer website or calling tech support or something like that, or looking in the business manual or something like that. You could find that question, but you just took too much time. You took the time of the important time of somebody else is trying to build their business as well. So just be mindful of that, and you know, if a dealer's out there spinning these plates of other dealers that they sponsored, and you know, trying to keep them going, trying to keep them plates from falling over, they're not actually able to go out and build their business at the same time. And that's one thing to try to be mindful of as a dealer in the organization. If you can bring good information, great. But if you're dragging people down, it's kind of a bummer on both ends. So one thing here I just want to put out is that leadership, the number one trait in leadership is to find and train other leaders. So it's just one kind of thing to think about, put that in your, for your mental notes or whatever. But so as a sponsor, what should you do to help somebody get going? What should you do as a sponsor?
Yeah, I'll walk up there in a minute and get them.
And sorry about that. As a sponsor, really, you should help and encourage the dealers that's in your team. Help them, you know, get T1 as fast as possible and get that. Help them get the business manual. Encourage them. Answer some questions. And at first, if you find yourself answering the same question over and over, you know, then direct them to the right resources to get them, help them have a better understanding. And again, point them in the right direction and give ideas. And also outside things in AMSOIL that might help. If I'm constantly watching different webinars from you know, leadership and Jim Rohn, for instance. I love going to the Jim Rohn site all the time, and I just get so many ideas from that. So point people in those directions to help them grow personally and professionally as well. What I do as a direct jobber in the entire team, and the reason I do this because I didn't get any of these things, and I think it's important. When I first got started, I was kind of lost a little bit, and it's like, well, if I have responsibility, I don't want them to feel so lost. And so what I do as a direct jobber, I help the dealers in the team to develop their team. I offer encouragement and assistance to all dealers on our team. It doesn't matter if they're personally sponsored or third or fourth level down. Everybody's there, and I try to help them as best I can. And put them on the email list. If you're calling in tonight, hopefully you got on the email list. And AMSOIL puts out a report that has contact information for all dealers in the entire group with a name and email, and I just take that and upload that to the email program. And so when I send out my weekly emails or important information, they're on that list, and they're invited to the calls, training, and events. I send out a card campaign welcoming dealers to the team. I think it's important that people they might not get the email. Just these days, emails are all, who knows if they come. I saw somebody today, and I think it went to their spam folder. And so they would have never known if they get the cards, and they know for a fact that unless it gets returned, it's coming in the mail. So, and then I send out I send a calendar and a goal sheet to every dealer in the team, no matter who their sponsor is. And I think that's important because they get to hear from me and they get the goal sheet. And I know they got a calendar to put on the wall, and I think that's important as well. So Does anybody have any questions? We got your 10 minutes here. Any comments that things you do as a sponsor or anything that you felt that, you know, maybe you should have had more help or anything like that? And just give us some comments. 1, 2, 3.
Michael.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I'll make a comment. First of all, congratulations to you as the leader of the Michael Sparks team. I think you're setting a great example for your team. And if everybody listening tonight wants to follow in the footsteps of Michael and Alicia Sparks, you'll be on the right track to build a business. And many of the points Michael has made tonight about, again, the many meetings he's involved with, making it available for dealers to learn, that's such a great opportunity that doesn't always exist for all dealers in the AMSOIL company. So those of you who can take advantage of these four different programs that Michael listed tonight, you'll be way ahead of 95% of the dealers in the company. And you grow into the leadership position that Michael is in now. He obviously didn't start at this level, but if you'll simply put one foot in front of the other, and one foot in the other, front of the other in this business is called sponsoring. Sponsoring other customers. And then what Michael's doing very well is staying in touch with his team. Obviously, all the phone calls, teleconferences, emails, newsletters, calendars, goal sheets, these are the things all added together, not any one by itself, but all of them added together that really make up a total package, if you want to think of something, of building an AMSOIL business. And we'll be talking about some of these things at the dealer meetings that Carol and I will be at in the next one this coming week and one in a couple of months in Louisville. So, and really we're proud of the whole Michael Sparks organization. It's impressive to see the growth of this business and the fact that Michael has achieved such a really high level in the business. Silver Regency DJ, I think, is where you're at now, Michael. That's incredible. That's something that just 0.1% or 0.001% of all the dealers in the whole company ever achieve. And if you want a good reason to build an AMSOIL business, again, those of you listening tonight, if you want to have a good reason, you got a pen or a pencil in your hand and a piece of paper, what drives most AMSOIL dealers in this business? I think you'll agree with me. If you can make something on a piece of paper that looks like an S, you know what an S looks like it's on Superman's uniform, and then put two vertical lines right through the top of it going straight down, two vertical parallel lines, and what that symbol is represents money. And that drives a lot of AMSOIL dealers to go on to become successful. And that money allows you freedom and homes and education for children and cars and travel. And it allows you to have the choices in your life that make life a lot more fun. Michael, appreciate you letting us be on your teleconference tonight. It's a great program. I'll back out and let you take questions from other dealers who would like to bring up issues with why their sponsor doesn't call us more. And look forward to seeing you in a few days, Michael and Alicia. Thank you.
Thanks, David. Appreciate the kind words and appreciate that information. And, you know, really, there's many reasons, I think, why people become AMSOIL dealers. And, yes, money's there, but the opportunity for success in many ways, like you say, personal life and time freedom. People just don't realize the time freedom that you can achieve from this, and it's pretty amazing when you do when you do get to that level. Does anybody else? Hey, I got a couple people on mute here. I'll take them off. Anybody else have any questions tonight, or have any comments that they have about working at their AMSOIL business? Oh, come on, Jonathan. I know you have a question, John. I know it. You're just dying to ask.
Michael, I really don't. You cover things so well. You are a great example. You follow up with me every week. You help remind me to do the same with my guys and gals involved in AMSOIL. And if any of those are on, I sure appreciate them and look forward to getting together with everybody on Thursday.
Well, great. Sounds good, Jonathan. I appreciate the comment. With that, then, if anybody else have a question, one last thing here. If you got one, let me know. Okay. Well, we're going to call it quits for the night. I appreciate everybody listening in. And it really, your hands old business. If you look in the mirror, that's the person that's most important in your hands old business. And it's up to you. So give yourself a pat on the back if you're calling in. And go out there and have a great week at your hands old business.
Hey, Michael. I will say one more comment is last week's call, man. Anybody that's on this week that wasn't last week, you should really listen to it. Extremely educational, and will encourage you with your retail accounts. I'm telling you, it was a good one.
Thanks. It was a great call, and they're all available there. I appreciate you bringing that up. And if you haven't, go back and listen to some of those replay calls. There's some were good, some were so-so, but as we get better at this, we'll keep these calls coming every week, and I believe it's going to be really something that dealers are going to be looking forward to every single week. I've got some great plans for 2013, because as our businesses get up there, it's going to be really good. So keep calling in, guys. I appreciate your time, and with that, I hope everybody has a great evening. Good night.
Good night, Michael.
Good night, Michael.
Good night, everybody.